ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text Number 22. The chapter is titled, The Symptoms of Living Entities. Yadhyanishodharayitum Mano Brahmani Nishchalam मयि सर्वाणि कर्माणि निरपेक्षा समाचर यद्यनीशो धारयितुं मनो ब्रह्मणि निश्चलम् मयि सर्वाणि कर्माणि निरपेक्षा समाचर यद्यनिशोधारयितुं मनो ब्रह्मणि निश्चलम् मयि सर्वाणि कर्माणि निरपेक्षा समाचर यद्यनिशोधारयितुं मनो ब्रह्मणि निश्चलम् मयि सर्वाणि कर्माणि निरपेक्षा समाचर। यदि इफ अनीशः इनकेपेबल धारयितुं टू फिक्स मनः द माइंड ब्रह्मणि ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म निश्चलम फ्री फ्रॉम सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन मई इन मी सर्वाणि और कर्माणि एक्टिविटीज निरपेक्षा विदाउट ट्राइंग टू एंजॉय द फ्रूट्स समाचार एक्सिक्यूट ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर उद्धवा इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू फ्री योर माइंड फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल डिस्टर्बेंस एंड दस अब्सॉर्ब इट कंप्लीटली ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म Then perform all your activities as an offering to me, without trying to enjoy the fruits. So here is the purport by servants of His Divine Grace, S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. If one offers, it's a very long purport, so try to do as much as possible. If one offers one's activities to Lord Krishna without trying to enjoy the results, one's mind becomes purified. When the mind is purified, transcendental knowledge automatically manifests, since such knowledge is a byproduct of pure consciousness. When the mind is absorbed in perfect knowledge, it can be raised to the spiritual platform, as described in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Shochiti na Kamshati Sama Sarveshu Bhudeshu Madhaktim Labhade Param. One who is thus transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. By absorbing the mind in the transcendental form of the Lord, one can surpass the stage of ordinary transcendental knowledge, by which one simply distinguishes oneself from the gross and subtle material bodies. Spiritually enriched by loving devotional service to the Lord, the mind is completely purified of all tinges of illusion. Through intense concentration on one's relationship with the Personality of Godhead, one comes to the highest standard of knowledge and becomes an intimate associate of the Personality of Godhead. By offering one's activities to the Supreme, to the Personality of Godhead, one purifies one's mind to some extent and thus comes to the preliminary stage of spiritual awareness. Yet even then one may not be may not be able to fix one's mind completely on the spiritual platform. At that point, one should realistically assess one's position, noting the lingering of material contamination within the mind. Then, as stated in this verse, one should intensify one's practical devotional work in the service of the Lord. If one artificially considers oneself to be supremely liberated, or if one becomes casual on the path of spiritual advancement, there is serious danger of a fall down. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Lord previously explained to Uddhava, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, or devotional service mixed with the impure desire to enjoy transcendental knowledge. In this verse, the Lord clearly reveals the transcendental knowledge in an automatic byproduct of loving devotional service. And in the next verse, the Lord begins his explanation of pure devotional service, which is completely sufficient for self-realization. The desire to enjoy spiritual knowledge is certainly a material desire, since the goal is one's personal satisfaction and not the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Lord Krishna here warns Uddhava that if one is not able to fix one's mind in trance on the spiritual platform, then one should not go on simply theoretically discussing what is Brahman and what is not Brahman. Rather, one should engage in practical devotional service to the Supreme Lord, and then the spiritual knowledge will automatically awaken in one's heart, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham sadadiptanam bhajatam pridivurvagam dadadmi buthiyogamtam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Similarly, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma warns that one should not neglect the auspicious path of bhakti and instead take up the useless labor of mental speculation. By mere philosophical speculation, one cannot fix one's mind on the spiritual platform. Many great philosophers throughout history had abominable personal habits, which proves that they could not fix themselves on the spiritual platform by mere speculation on philosophical categories. If one is not fortunate enough to have executed devotional service to the Lord in one's past life, and if one is therefore addicted to mere speculation on the difference between matter and spirit, one will not be able to fix one's mind on the spiritual platform. Such a person should give up useless speculation and engage in practical work in Krishna consciousness, absorbing himself 24 hours a day in the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In such missionary work, for the Lord's sake, one should never try to enjoy the fruits of one's work. Even though the mind is not completely pure, if one offers the fruits of one's work to the Lord, the mind will quickly become the standard of pure consciousness, in which one's only desire is the Lord's satisfaction. Srila Jiva Goswami states that if one does not have faith in the personal form and activities of the Personality of Godhead, one will not have the spiritual strength to remain perpetually on the transcendental platform. In this verse, the Lord is definitely bringing Uddhava and all living entities to the conclusion of all philosophy, pure devotional service to Supreme Lord Krishna. In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that one who is bewildered by false ego may not want to offer his activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though this is the actual way of rising above the influences of the modes of material nature. Because of ignorance, one does not know that he is the eternal servant of Krishna and instead is attracted by the duality of material illusion. One cannot become free from such illusion by theoretical speculation. But if one offers one work to the Personality of Godhead, one may clearly understand his eternal transcendental position as servant of the Lord. Om Jnana Timrandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamahyam Jadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanyutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Saptakanjana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna This verse is very interesting because Krishna is gradually progressing in the philosophical discussion to Uddhava. Because as mentioned in the purport, in the previous verse, it was mentioned that one should fix the mind on the spiritual platform. That is, one should fix the mind on Brahmani. Here it is mentioned Brahmani. Unto the supreme spiritual platform, unto the Brahman. That is what mentioned in the previous verse. And here gives a practical indication how to do it. So this verse is very relevant in all perspective because it is not very easy to fix the mind on Brahman directly because mind is completely flickering. As Arjuna says, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Pramadi balava dhritam. So mind is always flickering. It has so many things to think about. It has so many lingerings. So how we can fix our mind on Krishna? So that is actually described in this verse. Now to come to that platform, one actually needs some knowledge. It's not enough just we can fix our mind on Krishna or we can just practically do devotion. One needs some knowledge. Any activity, anything we do, we are completely driven by knowledge. Whether our thoughts or generally our actions. Whatever state of consciousness, whatever state of knowledge we have, with that we work. For a child, for instance, child does not know whether to touch a flame or not. When he or she sees a flame, he just goes and tries to grab. Because it looks beautiful, it looks nice, it looks attractive. So the knowledge what the child has is very limited. So with that knowledge, he tries to do a foolish thing. And we also make our plan according to best of our knowledge. And the whole world is working for sense gratification, directly or indirectly, with the knowledge that, with the sound understanding that, with sense gratification, with gratifying the body and the senses, one can get fulfillment, one can get satisfaction. So this firm conviction, with this firm knowledge, they try to enjoy the material world. So for any actions or any thoughts actually, primarily, it is driven by knowledge. Now, if we consider our advancement, the advanced society, Bhagavatam says, Prayana alpayusha sabhya kalau asmin yuge janaha manda sumanda madeha Manda Bhagya Hi Ubhadrita. So Bhagavatam gives the qualification of the people of this age as Manda. And before that, Alpa Ayusha. Alpa Ayusha means the longevity has come down. And Prabhupada gives a very interesting answer. Why the longevity gives a very good explanation why longevity of people has come down. Prabhupada says it is due to irregulated habits. Primarily overeating, oversleeping, over sense gratification, everything over. So the longevity has come down. And people want to gain some knowledge. Of course there is enough material knowledge. And apart from that, if somebody develops some interest, some quest on the spiritual subject matter, for them there is a very interesting statement in this verse. That is Sumanda Mateha. Sumanda Mateha is translated as misguided. So even if somebody develops some interest to gain some spiritual knowledge, still they are misguided. So that is the unfortunate, that is the qualification of this age of Kali. There are so much knowledge, so much nonsensical knowledge, so-called spiritual knowledge available in the world. A classical example I can remember is how the pursuit of knowledge ends up in, you know, complete nonsense. It's one of my relatives. Actually, he came down here to Melbourne. He came for a conference in Sydney, and he came down to meet me. And I was talking to him. I have talked to him in India as well. I know him for quite a while. He had this strong interest to understand spiritual knowledge. And he was quite studious, and he was in a high position. And he started studying Bhagavad Gita. Of course, he had ascetics as well. But he had, apart from Bhagavad Gita as it is, he had 199 other commentaries of Bhagavad Gita. Really, he said, he has the notes, 199 plus as it is, 200. So he studied 200 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. And the approach he took is, he will read few verses, say take first chapter, few verses from the first chapter, read, first of all analyze himself, then read as it is and different other commentaries, and take, you know, give and take. Okay, this is acceptable for me, so I will take this. Or that point in this verse, no, that's not right. This word in the third verse of first chapter, the translation of this word is not right, so I give up. Like that, he did speculative study of 200 commentaries, and we have difficulty in studying one Bhagavad Gita as it is strictly, and he has the full notes. I wish one day I can study Bhagavad Gita like that, you know, as it is like that. So much of endeavor. And he studied after everything, after studying everything, the full Bhagavad Gita, everything finished. There is a story in India, the whole night read Ramayana, and after everything, after reading Ramayana in the morning, asked, what is the relationship between Lord Ram and Sita? So they say, you know, they are brother and sister. This is the kind of knowledge actually he derived after studying 200 commentaries of Bhagavad Gita. He cannot accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says, he told me, Krishna's body is made of matter. It is material, it is in goodness, like perfect Mayavad knowledge, after studying so much. And not only that, he did one more very adventure, that is he wrote a book. That is, after studying everything, you know, what to do with this everything, now I had to write something. So he wrote a book. And he was published and, you know, distributing like that. So he himself was misguided, and his endeavor is to misguide others. So this is knowledge, how when it is misguided and misused, it's no use for anyone, and it can make people really crazy. And he doesn't want even to, you know, he asks questions, and if I tell some answers, he doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to listen, not submissive, just puffed up. So difficult. So what we did, we just took him, you know, showed Melbourne, took him to temple, and after that gave prasadam, nice prasadam, plus, you know, seeing around places, this is Great Ocean Road, this is sea, you know, just showed the places around, packed him and, you know, sent him off. No use, can't preach. Because so much dirt is there. This is like the Bengal, there is a mridanga teacher. Two students goes to learn mridanga. So one student, he said, I have already learned. You know, I know already something. So for the first student who didn't learn anything, he knows nothing. For him, the teacher said, you had to pay, you know, 100 rupees. is in Bengal. And for the other one who has learned a bit, he said 200. So when the students were discussing, they were saying, why, I have already learned mridanga, something, a little bit, and for me, the teacher has charged more. Why is it like that? So the teacher said, first you had to remove, first all nonsense, first you had to remove, and then clean, first the cleaning, it's a charge for cleaning, after that I will start teaching. So this is like people like this, when we try to preach something, first so much of garbage. First we had to empty the garbage, before giving something positive. Because they have to be humble, otherwise how can we preach? It's not possible. Now, this is a story, one few disciples of Prabhupada, they asked Srila Prabhupada. Some people are saying, it's a little slightly different, but the all knowledge and all realization, everything we get from the heart, from the super soul, everything is coming. All knowledge and everything, we are guided by super soul. Knowledge is directly, it's right. Bhagavad Gita says knowledge is coming from super soul. So, when they were preaching to someone, they said, we don't want your knowledge because we are self-guided. Because knowledge is coming from within. So why should I study books? Why should I listen from you or your spiritual master? So Prabhupada asked Prabhupada, so how can we actually defeat this argument? And Prabhupada was not very happy with this question. Prabhupada said, you know, why can't you defeat? You have the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, and why can't you tear apart this argument straight away from the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, from whatever I have taught you? So the disciples were a little confused. They didn't know what is the answer. The Prabhupada said, the answer is, Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam pritipurvagam dadami buddhiyogam tvam enama upayantite. That is, there is some characteristics of a person who is in knowledge, who is driven by the knowledge given by Krishna within. What is that characteristic? He will be engaged in devotion service 24 hours, 7 days a week. So if somebody is claiming that we are self-driven, everything is coming within, you know, I don't have to read any books, I don't have to do anything, then just observe the activities. Whether are they engaged in devotion service all the time, perpetually, then we can accept their statement. Otherwise, reject straight away. So this was the answer given by Srila Prabhupada. Now, if we want real knowledge, Bhagavatam says, where can we get? Okay, of course, we get from Shastra. But when we need the realized knowledge, we cannot just get from books. First canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janetyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yat Ahaitukam. The Bhakti Devi, if a queen is walking, there will be an entourage following. In the same way, Bhakti Devi, when Bhakti Devi is walking, there are two maid servants who are following Bhakti Devi. Who are those maid servants? Knowledge and renunciation. So, that is Ashu, Vairagyam and Jnanam. So, these two maid servants are Vairagyam and Jnanam. So, when Bhakti Devi is walking, these two maid servants are following. So, if we want real knowledge, what we have to do? We need to invite someone. That is Bhakti. That is devotional service. So then, knowledge and detachment comes. So Srila Prabhupada, in that purport, mentions a very interesting statement. He mentions, the principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual. And the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from the material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. So with the right knowledge, with the real jnan, one becomes detached from the materialistic activities and becomes attached to Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Mayasaktamana partha yogam yunjanmadashraya asamshayam samagram mam yatha gyayasi tat shrinu. So very interesting statement. By developing attachment, by developing affection for Krishna, one develops full knowledge. That is samagram. Full knowledge means knowledge of the material world and that of the spiritual. So that full knowledge, samagram gyayasi, you understand the full knowledge. So the actual knowledge is coming, the realized knowledge is coming from devotional service. It is not just coming from book by itself. Now, if we get into bhakti, or when we start practicing devotional service, there are few effects to that. It is like if you go and take prasadam. There are three effects of taking prasadam. One is we become happy. Is right? Yeah, I think so. Then our hunger is gone. Then we get nourishment. The body gets nourishment. So these are the three effects of taking prasadam. For any food, generally speaking. Especially for prasadam. We become very happy while taking prasadam. And there are some time when we go for prasadam in some, you know, somebody's house, especially in an Indian house or in a Vedic, those who follow Vedic culture to some degree. We go to their house, we sit to eat. Then first round, you know, maybe paratha, maybe, you know, roti, sabji, everything comes, and you know, we start eating one, two, three is going on. And we say, oh no, it's enough, you know, I am already full. But still the host will, one more, Prabhu, you know, take one more. So with difficulty one more we will eat. And after that they say, no, the last. Okay, fine, okay, we thought everything is satisfied. So after that, the second course will come. No, we have cooked fried rice also. You should taste it. So we take the little bit of fried rice. And after that, okay, we become okay completely satisfied. Not satisfied, exactly full. Then the dessert is missing. So again the dessert comes. So we go for the dessert. So we actually didn't plan very well. Otherwise we would have restricted. But this is everything we try to the full. So even if it is good or bad, we get nourishment. Maybe sometimes some pain also, after effects. But we get nourishment, we get happiness, and the hunger is completely driven away. In the same way, when we practice devotional service, one gets happiness, one gets detachment from unwanted things, and one gets what else?
Knowledge.
So that is the effect of bhakti. So I was thinking, there is a nice statement in here, in the purport. Okay, we are starting again. Srila Jiva Goswami states that if one does not have faith in the personal form and activities of the personality of Godhead, one will not have the spiritual strength to remain perpetually on the transcendental platform. Again, I repeat. Srila Jiva Goswami states that if one does not have faith in the personal form and activities of the personality of Godhead, one will not have the spiritual strength to remain perpetually on the transcendental platform. So ultimately, even in the previous verse, in this verse, what we actually need is to remain on the transcendental platform, or at least first come to the transcendental platform and then try to remain in the transcendental platform. So for that, one needs, it is described, one needs faith in the form and activities of the Supreme Lord. So here, what I am trying to do is, I am just trying to narrate something from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which actually shows a wonderful pastime of Krishna and his devotees. This pastime happened in the forest of Vrindavan. So in this scene, there is Krishna and the cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys, actually they wanted, it was during their picnic and they were hungry, and the cowherd boys wanted to make sure that Krishna and Balaram are satisfied, their hunger is completely satisfied. So they said, "O Lord Ram, Rama Rama Mahabaho, O Ram and O Krishna, we are actually being harassed by hunger. So please do something for this. You are actually subduer of all the enemies. And now we are harassed by this hunger. And can you please do something for this?" So the indirect meaning, it's actually a subtlety in the relation. Actually they wanted the hunger of Krishna and Balaram to be satisfied. And for that they said, "Okay, we are hungry." This is actually an indirect saying. Immediately, of course, Krishna, he's all knowing, he said, okay, he gave a solution. He said, he actually thought, okay, anyway I have to satisfy some of my devotees. And for this, this is the best opportunity. So Krishna said, took the cowherd boy, "You go, there are a few brahmanas living at the outskirts of Vrindavan and they are performing some sacrifice. And you go and you approach them and you request them for some food. They will give. And just say our name, that is Krishna and Balaram. Those holy names will change. You go." So Gopas, they were very happy. They were, whenever they walk, they glorify the Lord and they just happily, they went to the brahmanas and they said, "We are actually coming from the forest and where Krishna and Balaram are residing, they are very near and they are hungry." And also they said, "You are Dharma Vittama." You are Dharma Vittama means you are actually knowers of the perfect knowledge. Perfect religious principles are known to you. So you should actually act in a way that is pleasing to the Supreme Lords. And also they said, "You are Dvija." When the cowherd boys used this verse, they had a sarcasm in it. That is Dharma Vittama. Means they are the perfect knower of the religion. However, they were completely puffed up by their so-called ritualistic activities. What they were engaged in? They were engaged in Angirasa sacrifice. That is to promote to the heavenly planet. And they were completely caught up in the rituals. And when they made this request, they were not shaken. They had no feeling. They were just, you know, "Oh, you know, what's the big deal? What's the big deal?" They didn't care. And the cowherd boys also, they actually went and they paid complete dandavats and addressed him, "Bhumi Deva. You are actually the masters. You are actually the kings, the gods of the earth. You are the actual masters. So you should actually perform the perfect religious duties." However, the brahmanas, they couldn't identify the transcendental position of Krishna or his intimate associates. So they actually ridiculed and they just had a look. They didn't even say yes or no. They completely ignored the cowherd boys. So it is mentioned that they were actually puffed up with their knowledge, puffed up with the ritualistic activities and expertise in performing sacrifices. Srila Prabhupada mentioned even the priests, even the brahmana, the so-called brahmanas of this age, they are actually ruined the Vedic culture. It is mentioned two reasons for the ruining of the Vedic culture. One is brahmanas by their birth, and the second is any path leads to the same goal. Yathamat tatamat. So any path, everything will take you to the spiritual goal. So these are the two reasons why the Vedic culture is completely ruined. So even now brahmanas, they are puffed up. Even though, you know, they are doing everything just to, you know, just for money. You know, you give, you know, there is 100 rupees puja, 500 rupees puja, 1000, 5000, 10,000. Different levels. You can give money and you can do pujas. No problem. And thread is the only qualification, as Bhagavatam says. What is the qualification of Brahmana? Just the thread. Take the, pull the thread out and okay, yes, I am a Brahmana. This is, Bhagavatam says, the Kali Yuga, the qualification of Brahmana is just thread, which is true. One time I went to one of our, you know, in India, I went to a temple. You know, it is a kind of a private temple. And I entered, and I didn't have any thread. And one lady immediately came to me. And she asked, are you initiated in Brahman? Where is the thread? I said, you know, I am the son of so and so, so and so. I just introduced myself as my, you know, I told my mother's and father's name, yeah, I am from here. They said, then he asked, where is your thread? I said, you know, I don't have thread. She said, I said, it's not really, I said, you know, the qualification for thread is guna karma. The qualification is guna and karma, the qualities and the activities. That is what is actually required. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, guna karma, chaturvarnya maya sishtam guna karma vipagasya. Immediately she said, no, the qualification is caste and age. If you have, if you are born in a particular caste, and if you are of certain age, then you can wear a thread. So this is currently, even currently, Brahmins, you know, so puffed up. They don't even allow to, you know, to enter in a temple sometimes. So this is the kind of situation, pride, with what we have. Even in devotion service, if you do, you know, we are usually chanting, we have to chant 16 rounds. If someone chants 30, at the initial stage, if somebody starts chanting, you know, 32 round or, you know, more round, we become actually puffed up. Really, we become puffed up. We think it is, okay, chanting more is good, one should gradually increase rounds, that's good. But when we think we are better than others, that is the cause of fall down. We are already fallen and we can go further down. So even gaining so much of knowledge, doing devotion service in the sense, and we think that we are better than others, there is a high possibility of fall down. It is due at any point. So these Brahmins, they were completely materially puffed up and they couldn't appreciate neither Krishna nor his intimate devotees. They went back, they were disappointed. The cowherd boys were disappointed seeing Brahmanas, and they went back and they reported to Krishna. Krishna simply laughed. He didn't, you know, he didn't bother much, he just laughed. And he said, you go to the wives of the Brahmanas. He said, he used a very interesting statement. He said, Snigdha Maya Ushita Dhiya. Snigdha. They have some affection for me. And Maya Ushita Dhiya. And their intelligence is fixed in me. So you go and approach them. And mention, and also said, don't mention to them that I am hungry. Because that might cause great disturbance to their mind, because they have affection for Krishna and Balaram. So if you say they are hungry, they may be completely morose, completely sad to hear that. So he said, don't say that. Anyway, all the gopas, they marched and they went up to these ladies, to the wives of Brahmins. And they said, okay, first they said, Krishna and Balaram are in the nearby forest. So, after hearing the holy names of Krishna and Balaram, they went into ecstasy. Then they said, when they heard they are in the nearby forest, they went deeper into ecstasy. And the gopas, they didn't stop there. They actually said what Krishna said, no. They said, Krishna, and not only that, Krishna and Balaram are hungry. And hearing that, they actually came out from their trance and they started doing something for Krishna and Balaram. Immediately they took 4 big containers and they fill all these containers with sumptuous food. And they personally, they started carrying those foodstuffs for Krishna and Balaram, who are living near.
It was Bhoga.
Okay. Okay. Food is Bhoga. Clarification. So he took the Bhoga and they went. And when they were about to leave the house, what happened? Their husbands, their sons, their relatives, they all tried to stop them, but they couldn't. This is exactly like the gopis are saying. When gopis were trying to escape, and in the middle of the night when they were going to Krishna, some were tried to stop by their husbands, by their relatives, as gopis are singing, Padi Sutanyayan Bhratra Bandhavan. Ati vilinkyate yanti achyuda kada. Oh Achyuda, we have come to you, by giving up our husband, our sons, our relatives, our friends. We have given up everything and we are coming to you. In the same way, this brahmanas, the ladies, they also gave up everything and they went to Krishna. So the cowherd boys are there and all these wives of brahmanas are there. They approach Krishna. When they approach Krishna, it's very interesting because it is a very dramatic scene. The whole scene is very interesting because how Krishna was looking, it is like a drama. The whole scene was like very dramatic. So it is mentioned, when they saw Krishna, what he was doing, it's a very interesting verse from Bhagavatam in that chapter. It very nicely describes how Krishna was looking. It's a very wonderful description. It's like, Shyamam Hiranya Parithim Vanamalya Barha Dhadu Pravala Natavesham Anavratamse Vinyasta Hastam Itarena Dhunanam Abjam Karnotta Lalaka Kapola Mukhabjahasam. It is mentioned, when they were looking at Krishna, Krishna's form is beautifully described. It is a Shyamam Hiranya Parithim. Shyamam means Krishna's complexion is black. But it's just ordinary black, it is so attractive. It is the most attractive. And Hiranya Parithim. And he was wearing yellow garment. And Hiranya means it's not just yellow. Hiranya means gold. So it was gold-like. Elsewhere it is mentioned Krishna's garment is compared to lightning. It is so bright that it is just like the lightning. You know, lightning means, you know, the eyes becomes, can't see much. Similarly, the Krishna's garland is Pidambara. Even though it is yellow, it has other two characteristics. It is just like bright as lightning, and it is completely golden. Then, Kshamam Hiranya Parithim Vanamalya. And he was wearing Vanamali. Krishna is known as Vanamali because he is wearing garland made of forest flower. It is also termed as Vaijayanti Mala. It is very thick garland made of different, at one place it is described different five kinds of flowers are used to make that garland, and it is up to the knee, big garland. So Krishna is wearing this garland and he is standing. And Barha. Barha is, anyone knows what is Barha? Barha Vatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam, we sing every day. No. We sing, what is it? Govindam Adivarsham prayer. What is the beginning? Aravinda Dalaya Daksham Barhavatam. Yeah. What is Barha? Barha means peacock feather. So Krishna is wearing a peacock feather also. Now here, Vanamalya Barha Dhatu Pravala. And not only that, Krishna's body and his face is decorated with something. It is colored minerals. We have so many things for makeup. You know, if you go to Maya, you know, if you go to the first floor, there's a whole, you know, you can see so many things to decorate the body and face, and, you know, so many lotions, so many powders, so many scents, so many things. But Krishna's body is decorated with Dhadu Pravala. Dhadu Pravala means colored minerals, which is obtained from the earth. So these colored minerals are used to decorate the face, decorate the body. So Krishna is decorated nicely. All his body is decorated. And not only that, that's the interesting statement is next, Natavesham. And he is just appearing like a dramatic dancer. So dancers, you know, if they are decorated, if they are in the right garb, it's very beautiful. Dancers are very beautiful, if you really look, you know, they're, you know, nicely dressed, you know, they're about to dance. So Krishna is exactly looking like that. He's like, you know, he's performing, he's like a stage show. He's on a stage show. And he's just going to act, he's going to dance. He's just looking like that. And we know the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the perfect dancer. He has got so many other characteristics. Apart from that, he's the perfect dancer also. He's the best dancer. He's Nataraj. Even in Kaliya Leela, when he was subduing Kaliya, when Krishna was about to jump from the Kadamba tree to Yamuna, what he did just before that? Exactly. He made sure that, you know, he's looking perfect, you know, for the fight. Even though he was attempting a fight, he was going to fight and he was going to subdue Kaliya, he made sure that, you know, he's dressed nicely. And he tucked, as you mentioned, he tucked his hair and, you know, made everything nicely. And then he jumped into Jamuna. Then his fight was a dance. Interesting. You know, he was even with each step, he was, even though he was subduing Kali, and each step was just like, you know, hot iron hit on the head. Kali was feeling like, oh, it's such a terrible thing. But for those who were seeing Krishna subduing Kali, it was just dancing. So beautiful, so graceful. Even the demigods, they were wondering, seeing the how beautifully Krishna was dancing. So that is the quality of dance of Krishna. And of course we know rasa dance, that is the most famous. So Krishna is expert dancer, so that is Natavesham. And we know in Mahaprabhu's pastime, he is also a good dancer. He is the best dancer. It is said, Nataraj, Kaha Nataraj, in the Jayanilo Premadhana, in that we can see, Kaha Nataraj. Where is Nataraj? Who is the best of the dancers? In Mahaprabhu, in the nocturnal kirtans, he was dancing so much. And sometimes he drops also, you know, just drops down. One time Bhakti Charu Maharaj was giving a class, he was mentioning when Chaitanya and Nityananda, when they are dancing, sometimes they dance and they jump on the air, in the air, and then suddenly they stop. They just suspend themselves in the air. You know, they are in the air, they are Supreme Lord, they can do anything. So they just hang in the air and then they come back. Sometimes they collapse, as we noted. So this is the dance of Mahaprabhu. And in Jagannath Puri, in the Jagannath Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu was dancing ecstatically. So this is the additional feature we should know of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is the best dancer. That is Natavesham, Anavratamse, and he is not alone. He is with his friends. So Krishna is with his friend, and what is he doing? Anavratamse, Vinyasta Hastam. Vinyasta means he placed his one of his hand on the shoulder of his friend, you know, something like this. Now he is, you know, he's just like a, you know, as a gang leader or something, you know. Everyone is there, you know, just hanging out with his friend. Just placing his hand on the shoulder of his friend. And he's just waiting. And what he does with the other, this is like a dramatic performance. So there is the other hand. One hand is here, and with the other hand he's doing something. That is dhunanam abjam. Dhunanam is twirling, rotating. Abjam means the lotus flower. So he's just rotating a lotus flower. He's standing like this, completely dressed up as if a dancer. And then he's resting one hand on the shoulder of his friend. I just mentioned there are two meanings to rotation of this lotus flower. One meaning is that when Krishna's devotees are seeing Krishna, their heart is actually rotating, is twirling. And not only that, when Krishna is seeing his devotees, Krishna's heart is also rotating. It is vibrating and is twirling. So that is the meaning of this rotating. So this wives of Brahmanas, they saw Dhunanam Abjam Karnotpala Lalaka Kapavala Mukhabjahasam. Karnotpala, and there were two lily flowers on each of his ears. Krishna's decorations are, you know, just amazing. It's also mentioned in another verse, Karnayo Karnikaram. That is, in another scene, it's like, you know, different dramatic scenes. Bhagavatam, if you see Krishna's descriptions, it is like different scenes. Actually, you know, in drama, you see, you know, one personality come in different dresses. The same way, Krishna is also decorated in so many different ways. So it is mentioned, Karnayo Karnikaram. That is, in that verse, gopis are describing about Krishna. It is mentioned, Krishna's each ear is decorated with Karnikara flower, blue lotus-like flowers. So here it is with lily flower. Then alaka kapola, that is his cheeks, the hair is just coming to his cheeks. And mukhabja hasam, that is very interesting. Mukhabja means lotus face. Hasam is smiling. So the wives of Brahmana, so far they have only heard about Krishna from the villagers who come to sell few things from Braj. They come to the outskirts and they have heard about the form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna. And now for the first time, they are seeing Krishna. And what happened to them? They were completely in ecstasy. They embraced Krishna within their heart. And they approached him, placing the footstep in front of them. Then Krishna immediately said, Mahabhaga, you are the most fortunate ladies. And what can I do for you? Even though Krishna said, okay, what can I do for you? Immediately, Krishna advised, now you go back. Now you go back and assist your husband in completing the sacrifice, because they came amidst the sacrifice. So you go back and assist your husbands. Wives of Brahmanas, they were completely unhappy. They said, don't worry about that. We will just stay in this Braj. We will stay in the forest of Vrindavan, incognito pretty much. That is, we won't disturb you in any way. We will be just happy with the flowers, with the tulsi leaves which are falling off, or the tulsi garlands which are falling off from you, or which you are rejecting. We will just take that and we will place that on our body and we will be completely satisfied. We don't want your personal association. We are okay to live near you. That was the response of Brahmana, the wives of Brahmanas. Krishna said, no, you cannot actually. Krishna said, you have to go back. The reason is to develop further attachment to me, to develop further love for me, the best way is in separation. So you should go back, you worship the deity, you think about me, chant my glories. In that way you can develop attraction for me. And Krishna promised, even though you have given up, you have all these husbands, relatives, friends, they have all rejected or opposed you coming here, they will never be inimical to you. That is assured. So you can go back happily, because nobody will complain about your character. And you can stay and you can perfect your sadhana. So they had to leave. And finally, as we see, even the husbands of those Brahmanis, they were completely satisfied and they accepted their wife as spiritual master, because they understood what the real meaning, the real knowledge is to serve Krishna. So if we analyze this point, the Brahmins, the wives of Brahmins, they did devotional service by hearing about Krishna. It just started from hearing about Krishna. And that led to doing some personal service to Krishna. And with that they could see the transcendental form of Krishna. And they could further develop their love for Krishna. So this is the sequence. Just from hearing, just from little devotional service, they could actually gain the real knowledge, which is service to Krishna. So here also this verse actually points out that doing service to Krishna brings about the real knowledge that the wives of Brahmana achieved. And I repeat what I read before, that is Jiva Goswami's statement. That is, Srila Jiva Goswami states that if one does not have faith in the personal form and activities of the personality of Godhead, one will not have the spiritual strength to remain perpetually on the transcendental platform. This is a very, very important statement. I was just thinking about it. It is very important. The reason is faith, I was thinking, the faith and shelter are two connected words. There is a very interlink between faith and shelter. It is like we take shelter of something in which we have faith. We don't take shelter of something in which we don't have faith. So the faith and shelter are very much connected. Like one time Srila Prabhupada was in a morning walk near the ocean. So in the beach, Prabhupada was walking, all the disciples were walking, and he saw a lot of crabs walking. Just when they were walking, when they were approaching, the crabs were running towards the sea. So they were, just going to the sea. So Srila Prabhupada asked his disciples, why the crabs are going there, to the sea? So people gave, different kinds of answers, many scientific answers. Maybe here it is cold, that is hot, different analysis. We are walking, so the vibrations are coming. So the crabs can immediately get that, and they just respond to that. How many different kinds of answers? Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said the answer is the crab can actually find shelter in ocean. Since they find shelter, they go. If we don't find shelter, we don't go. Prabhupada said, why in the moon expedition, why people, the astronauts, after going, why are they coming back? Srila Prabhupada asked, why are they coming back? Prabhupada said, they are coming back because they cannot find a shelter. unless and until one does not find a shelter, it has to come back. Same with the Mayavadis. When they speculate, and it is, as it is said, you know, the so-called Brahman realization, when they come to that platform, why they have to come back? Aruhya Grishena Parampadam. After that, Padanti Adha. Padanti. Why they have to fall down? The reason is, they don't find the real shelter. So the faith and shelter are connected. Whatever we have faith in, we can take shelter of. It's like if you want to invest some money in a bank or in stock or whatever, we look what, you know, how reliable it is, how faithful it is. If we have faith in a company, we invest. If we don't have any faith, we don't invest. Because from faith, we can take shelter. So, here, this pastimes, if we develop faith in the form, in the pastimes of Krishna, then the mind can take shelter of that. So here the whole point was unto Brahmani. How can one develop that absorption in Krishna, into the spiritual subject matter? It is only possible by the devotional service. When we develop faith in the Lord's form, qualities and activities, then the mind and the form, mind and the activities can take shelter of that. Unless and until cannot. And the process is by hearing from the devotees about Krishna, about the qualities, about the pastime. When we hear that, then our faith increases. And with that faith, our mind can take shelter of. And from here, I stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. Yes, bro.
Krishna's body is blue like the clouds, and Kandarpa Koti is the peak of
heaven. No, Kandarpa means Kamadev, Kandarpa means Cupid, Koti means cross. Barha is peak of feather. Barha is peak of feather. Yeah. Because there are other verses, Barha, Beda, I'm not aware of, there are different verses, Barha is used in several verses. It's peak of feather. Yes, bro. Okay. Yes, bro. Yeah. Why? Because they like it. Don't know. I don't know exact reason. Why? I know they like it, so they wear. Actually, Krishna's Brahmin thread, it is Balaram's expansion. Or his paraphernalia or his dress. So. Anything else? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.